بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم ومن اتبع الهدى إلى يوم الدين. فنحن بإذن الله تعالى نستمر في درسنا في ثلاثة الأصول. وقبل ذلك أحببنا أن نراجع شيئا مما أخذنا في درس السابق، ألا وهو قول المصنف: فإذا قيل لك ما الأصول الثلاثة التي يجب على الإنسان معرفتها، فقل: معرفة العبد ربه ودينه ونبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فإذا قيل لك من ربك، فقل: ربي الله الذي رباني وربى جميع العالمين بنعمه، وهو معبودي ليس لي معبود سواه. والدليل قوله تعالى: الحمد لله رب العالمين، وكل من سوى الله عالم، وأنا واحد من ذلك العالم. قال: وكل من سوى الله عالم، وأنا واحد من ذلك العالم. We are studying our book that we love to review this time on a daily basis, the book of ثلاثة أصول, the three fundamental principles. And we arrived in a new section today. And before we enter into this new section, we would like to review the text pertaining to that section that we are taking today, and also from that which we have taken yesterday. We highly advise our brothers and sisters to read this text and try to the best of our ability to memorize the text and implement it in our lives. ننصح إخواننا وأخواتنا بمراجعة هذا المتن، بمراجعة هذا المتن وكذلك حفظه، ننصح بحفظه وأيضا تدبر معاني الكلمات، الألفاظ، الأقوال التي فيه. فهذا الكتاب كتاب عظيم، نفعه يعني ممتع جدا. فنسأل الله عز وجل أن يرحم مصنف هذا الكتاب وكل من يهتم بفوائده. We advise with reading this text of the three fundamental principles, comprehending it and also memorizing it. Because this book, subhanAllah, it's a very good book. It's a very good book to understand for the general Muslim population. Not just for a student of knowledge. For the general population of the Muslims, it's very important to understand this text. Because it is beautiful and it has great benefit that can help us in this life and the next. The author, he said, فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ مَا الْأُصُولُ الثَّلَاثَةُ الَّتِي يَجِبُ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ مَعْرِفَتُهَا. If it is said to you, what are the three fundamental principles in which it is incumbent upon mankind to be aware of? فَقُلْ مَعْرِفَةُ الْعَبْدِ رَبَّهُ وَدِينَهُ وَنَبِيَّهُ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. He said, then say, meaning if you're asked this question, then say, for the slave to know his Lord, to know his deen, meaning his religion, and his Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ مَنْ رَبُّكَ فَقُلْ رَبِّيَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي رَبَّانِي وَرَبَّى جَمِيعَ الْعَالَمِينَ بِنِعَمِهِ. If it is said to you, who is your Lord? Then say, my Lord is Allah, the one who reared me and reared everything in existence with his favor. وَهُوَ مَعْبُودِي. And he is the one I deify. لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٍ سِوَاهُ. And there is not any other deification aside from him, or similar to him. We single out him alone in worship. I single out him alone in worship, and I do not deify anyone other than him. وقال والدليل قوله تعالى. He said, and the proof is his statement, the Most High. الحمد لله رب العالمين. The statement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of everything in existence. وكل من سوى الله عالم. And everyone and everything other than Allah, كل من سوى الله, everyone other than Allah is عالم. It's creation. وأنا واحد من ذلك العالم. And I am one from this creation. I am one from this creation. فنحن قد وصلنا إلى قول المصنف رحمه الله. We have arrived at the statement where the author, he said, فقل ربي الله الذي رباني. يعني هذا القول متعلق بقول من ربك. إذا سألك أحد من ربك فقل ربي الله الذي رباني. We arrived at the statement where the author said, if you are asked, who is your Lord? If a Muslim is asked, who is your Lord? The Shaykh, he said that you should say, my Lord is Allah. رَبِّي اللَّهُ الَّذِي رَبَّانِي. My Lord is Allah, the one who reared me, the one who cultivates me, the one who brought me into existence. قال السعدي رحمه الله. Now the Shaykh Muhammad بن جمال حفظه الله يبين ما معنى ربي الله الذي رباني. What is the meaning of my Lord is Allah الذي رباني. قال السعدي في تفسير سورة الفاتحة التربية قسمان, تربية عامة وتربية خاصة. التربية قسمان, يعني the rearing or cultivation is of two types. There's two types of cultivation with regards to the tarbiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The cultivation of Allah, the way that Allah brings into existence His creation. Yani this is tarbiyah. And there's two types. قَالَ تَرْبِيَةٌ عَامَّةٌ وَتَرْبِيَةٌ خَاصَةٌ. There's a special type of tarbiyah, a specific type, yani khasa, and there's amma. There's amma, means the general. There's a general type of cultivation, wa tarbiyatun khasa, and there's a special type of cultivation. فَالْعَامَّةُ لِجَمِيعِ الْخَلْقِ وَالْخَاصَةُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. هذا قول إمام السعدي. هذا قول إمام السعدي في تفسيره لسورة الفاتحة. قال إمام السعدي في تفسيره للفاتحة التربية قسمان. التربية قسمان. There's two types of cultivation. تربية عامة. There's a general type of cultivation. وتربية خاصة. And there's a specific type of cultivation. A special type of cultivation. فالعامة لجميع الخلق والخاصة للمؤمنين. He said, the general cultivation is for the general, for all of mankind, for all of creation. تربية عامة, this cultivation, this is for all of mankind. لجميع الخلق من الجن والإنس من الأشجار والجبال من الجمادات يعني من كل شيء لجميع الخلق أي لجميع الخلق بمعنى جميع المخلوقات. الله عز وجل يربي كل شيء. هذه تربية عامة. والتربية التي هي خاصة, هذه التربية هي خاصة للمؤمنين, هذه تربية الخاصة للمؤمنين. الله عز وجل يربي المؤمنين, والشيخ بإذن الله تعالى سيبين هذا أكثر, لأن تربية الله عز وجل أي أنه يربيهم على الحق, يهديهم, يرشدهم, يوفقهم, يعينهم, ينصرهم. هذه تربية التي خاصة للمؤمنين. Allah سبحانه وتعالى has two different types of cultivation. The first type of the cultivation, which is a general cultivation for all of His creation. For all of His creation, the Muslim, the non-Muslim, human, non-human, objects, trees, anything from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is in need of the cultivation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in need of Allah. Allah is in cultivates and brings into existence everything and gives it everything that it needs. This is a general tarbiyah, the general tarbiyah, the general type of cultivation. Wal tarbiyah al khasa lil mu'mineen, the special type of cultivation is specifically for the believers, the Muslims. قوله ورب جميع العالمين علم بقوله هذا أن مراده بالتربية التربية العامة لا الخاصة, والعالمين جمع عالم, وسيأتي تفسيره. يعني the Sheikh mentioned that رب الله, if you ask, إذا قيل لك من ربك, if you ask who is your Lord, فقل, then say ربي الله الذي رباني ورب جميع العالمين بنعمه. Said my Lord is Allah, the one who cultivated me and cultivate everything in existence. The Sheikh, he mentioned that this, from this statement, وَرَبَّ جَمِيعَ الْعَالَمِينَ, it makes it clear that the Shaykh intends with this statement that his intention is that he rears the type of rearing, the type of cultivation, which is a general type of cultivation, not the special type that is intended specifically or exclusively to the believers, the Muslims. This is pertaining to the general cultivation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in place, that is not the special type, the specific special type that is for, exclusively for the believers. يعني نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. فقال والعالمين جمع عالم, والعالمين جمع عالم. وسيأتي تفسيره. The word عالمين is the plural of the word عالم. And the Shaykh, he mentioned, its explanation will come in the future. قوله بنعمه أي نعمه الظاهرة والباطنة الحسية والمعنوية. نعم الله عز وجل يعني تكون ظاهرة وكذلك باطنة, وتكون الحسية والمعنوية. The blessings of Allah, when we say بِنِعَمِهِ, meaning based on the blessings, the favor of Allah. Allah created me and cultivated me and everything in existence from His creation with His favor, by His favor, by His bounty. The ni'am of Allah, the blessings of Allah, the favors of Allah, there are favors of Allah which are apparent, and there are favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which are hidden. There are favors of Allah which are well known. It's known to us. And there are other favors of Allah which are not known to us. It may take, يعني أن تعد نعمة الله لا تحصوها كما قال الله عز وجل. If you are to count the blessings of Allah, you would never be able to count its large, surmountable blessing. La tuhsuha. You cannot hold to account all of the blessings of Allah. The blessings of Allah are apparent and hidden. And some of them are hissiyah, meaning sensual, like sight, hearing, vision, like vision, sight, smell, taste, being able to touch. These are sensual blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from our senses. والمعنوية هناك نعم الله عز وجل المعنوية بنسبة للدين. There are more moral blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Moral blessings. From the morals of Islam. ومن تلك النعم أنه أوجدهم من العدم. From the blessings of Allah is that He brought mankind and everything else into existence, while prior to that, we were all non-existent. وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْهِمْ نِعَمْ Allah Azza wa Jal, He showered upon us His blessings. He poured upon us all of the blessings that we have. وَنِعَمُ اللَّهِ لَا تُعَدْ وَلَا تُحْصَى The blessings of Allah, they cannot be counted. There is in large amounts, no one can never know the total amounts of blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكُلُّ هَذَا لِغَايَةٍ عَظِيمًا وَيَا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَلَا يُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا All of these ni'am, all of these blessings that Allah has given us, blessings of family, blessings of wealth, blessings of homes, blessings of friends, blessings of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest blessing. All of these blessings, this is in order for us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and return back to Allah and single out Him alone in worship and to not associate any partners with Allah. كل هذه النعم لغاية عظيمة لماذا الله عز وجل أسبغ علينا نعمه لماذا أسبغ علينا نعمه نعم ظاهرة ونعم باطنة والنعم التي حسية والنعم التي معنوية لماذا كل هذه النعم لغاية عظيمة ألا وهي أن نعبدوه ولا نشرك به شيئا قوله وهو معبودي ليس لي معبود سواه أي الله وحده إلهي ومعبودي لا أعبد أحدا غيره هذا هو المعنى وهو معبودي ليس لي معبود سواه ما معنى وهو معبودي ليس لي معبود سواه بمعنى الله وحده إلهي هو إلهي ومعبودي لا أعبد أحدا غيره لا أعبد أحد غيره When we say Allah, because the Shaykh he mentioned, وهو معبودي He is my one that I, He is the one that I worship. He is the one that I deify. And I do not have anyone that I deify aside from Him. Beside Him. I do not associate any partners with Allah. This is what we should believe. When we say, وَهُوَ مَعْبُودِ لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٍ سِوَاهُ He is the one that I deify. There is no deifying anyone. There is no one worthy of worship except for Him. Meaning Allah alone, He is my Lord. He is the one that I single out and worship. I do not worship anyone other than Him. قوله والدليل قوله تعالى ثم بعد ذلك الشيخ يأتي بالدليل قال الشيخ والدليل قوله تعالى الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم يفسر ما معنى الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد هو الثناء على المحمود. الحمد هو الثناء على المحمود. على المحمود بصفات الحسن والجمال مع حبه وإجلاله وتعظيمه. الحمد ما معنى الحمد؟ هو الثناء على المحمود بصفات الحسن والجمال مع حبه وإجلاله وتعظيمه. When we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and the Shaykh, he mentioned this as a proof with regards to, if someone was to ask you, Man Rabbuk, who is your Lord? You say, Rabbi Allah, Alladhi Rabbani, wa Rabba Jami' al-Alameen bin'amihi, wa huwa ma'budi laysa li ma'budin siwahu. You were to answer in this way. You say, my Lord is Allah. The one who is Allah is my Lord. And He is the one who cultivated me and cultivated everything in existence. With His favor. By His favor. And He is the one that I deify. He is the one that I worship. And there is no one that should be associated as partners with Him in worship. And the proof of this, وَالدَّلِيلِ ذَلَكْ ذَكَرَ الشَّيْخ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ مِنْ سُورَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ. The Shaykh, he mentioned this verse from the beginning of Surah Al-Fatiha. الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. وَمَا مَعْنَى الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. What does this mean, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ? This means, الْحَمْدُ هُوَ الثَّنَاءَ عَلَى الْمَحْمُودِ. When we say, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, this is praise. Praises upon the one who deserves praise. The one who is praiseworthy. على المحمود بصفات الحسن. With attributes, perfect attributes, beautiful attributes, which must be associated with. When this person has thana ala Allah, when they praise Allah, it must have three matters involved. Hub wa ijlal wa ta'zeem. It must be with love and honor and proper glorification for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa shaykh wa dhakara wa rabb mushtaqun min al malik wa siyada. Al-Rabb mushtaqun من الملك والسيادة وقيل من التربية وكلامهما صحيح. الكلمة الرب مشتق من الملك والسيادة وقيل من التربية وكلاهما صحيح. فهو المالك المتصرف المدبر. The word الرب, it's derived from the word الملك والسيادة, meaning يعني ownership or sovereignty. وَقِيلَ مِنَ التَّرْبِيَةِ, and it said that it came from the word تَرْبِيَةِ, meaning the rearing or cultivation. كِلَاهُمَ الصَّحِيحِ, both meanings are correct. لَيْسَ فِي هَذَا أَمْرُ يعني تَكَلُّفْ. There's no difficulty in comprehending this. Meaning from ownership and sovereignty and cultivation. كِلَاهُمَ الصَّحِيحِ, both meanings are accurate. فَهُوَ الْمَالِكُ الْمُتَصَرِّفُ الْمُدَبِّرُ. Allah, He is the owner, the one who changes the affairs and control of everything. The one who is in charge of all affairs that change what He wants to change. He's the one, the sole controller, and has power over everything. So, هُوَ الْرَبُّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who's Ar-Rabb. وَاسْمُ الرَّبْ لَا يَجُزْ إِطْلَاقُهُ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ. نَقْصُدْ بِأَلِفْ وَاللَّامْ. اسْمُ الرَّبْ لَا يَجُزْ إِطْلَاقُهُ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. وَأَمَّا غَيْرُهُ فَبِدُونِ الْأَلِفْ وَاللَّامْ. نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. اسْمُ الرَّبْ لَا يَجُزْ إِطْلَاقُهُ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. أَمَّا غَيْرُهُ فبدون الألف واللام. كأن تقول رب الأسرة أو رب البيت ونحوه نحو ذلك. فيجوز أن تقول رب الأسرة رب البيت هكذا. The word الرب with ألف and لام رب means the Lord. It's not permissible to unrestrictedly use this term except this word except on Allah. You can't say this person is الرب or that person is الرب. He is the Lord or the owner. Because the word رب means صاحب linguistically. It means owner. The word رب, it means owner. Some people say صاحب البيت. Some say رب البيت. Some say the owner of the house, رب البيت. Some say صاحب البيت. The word رب, it means صاحب. But when you use this word, you don't say الرب with the alif and a lam. Except, you don't use it unrestrictedly. You use it specifically when speaking with regards to Allah Azza wa Jal. As far as with other than Him, then you mention it without an alif and a lam. As we mentioned, you could say, Nana Rabbul Usra, and the owner of the house or head of the family. Nana Rabbul Usra or Rabbul Bayt, say head of the family or head of the household or house owner as an example. Naam, wa nahwi, fa yajuz. Nahwa dhalik yajuz. Fa shaykh qal, قوله وكل من سوى الله عالم بفتح اللام عالم وكثير من إخواننا عندما يحفظون هذا اللفظ يخطئون يقولون وكل من سوى الله عالم يأتون بكسرة والصحيح نقول عالم بفتح اللام. اعلم بأن الوجود قسمان. قبل ذلك when we memorize this text, it's important to make sure that we come with the proper tashkil, we come with the proper harakat. And the Shaykh, he mentioned, وَكُلُّ مَنْ سِوَى اللَّهِ عَالَمْ. And everyone other than Allah, everyone other than Allah is عَالَمْ. This lam has a fatha. So when our brothers and sisters, they memorize this text, we should take heed and take importance with focusing on the tashkil, on the vowel sounds, to make sure that we pronounce these words, these alfaz, this text properly. Naam. فقال الشيخ شيخ محمد بن جمال اعلم بأن الوجود قسمان رب ومربوب. هذه الفائدة. اعلم بأن الوجود قسمان رب ومربوب يعني خالق ومخلوق. هذا الذي نفهم من ذلك. رب ومربوب بمعنى خالق ومخلوق. The Shaykh, he mentioned, Shaykh Ba Jamal, he mentioned that, know that with regards to the existence, اعلم بأن الوجود قسمان. Know that with regards to that which is of existence is of two categories. رب, the Lord, وَمَرْبُوبٌ, everyone that is created, the creator and the creation. رَبٌ بِمَعْنَى خَالِقٌ وَمَرْبُوبٌ بِمَعْنَى مَخْلُوقٌ. طيب, everything in existence is of one of two categories. الخالق أو المخلوق. رَبٌ أو الْمَرْبُوبُ. فَالرَّبُ هُوَ الْمَالِكُ الْمُنْفَرِدُ بِالرُّبُوبِيَّةِ وَالْإِلَهِيَّةِ. فالرب هو المالك المنفرد بالربوبية والإلهية. الرب هو المالك, he is the owner, المنفرد, the one who is unique, بالربوبية والإلهية, the one who deserves lordship, and the one that exclusively deserves deification, the one that deserves lordship, and the one who is to be deified. هذا بمعنى الرب هو المالك المنفرد بالربوبيه والالهيه والمربوب هو العالم وهو كل من سوى الله من المخلوقات. الكلمه المربوب هو العالم وهو كل من سوى الله من المخلوقات. الله, he is الرب in the مخلوق. المربوب, ما معنى المربوب؟ المربوب بمعنى العالم, العالم, everything in existence, meaning from the creation. And what does عالم mean? The word عالم هو كل من سوى الله من المخلوقات. Everyone other than Allah, everyone other than Allah from the creation is عالم. That's why we say الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of everything in existence. قال فرعون, الشيخ ذكر قول الله عز وجل, قال فرعون وما رب العالمين. قال فرعون وما رب العالمين. And فرعون, he said, and what is رب العالمين؟ قال رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إن كنتم موقنين. Then he said, رضي الله عنه, صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, رب السماوات, the Lord of the heavens, والأرض, and the earth, وما بينهما, that which is between the heavens and the earth. إن كنتم موقنين, and if you are truly those of insight, with yaqeen, with certainty. قوله وأنا واحد من ذلك العالم. His statement, where he said, and me, I am one from that عالم, meaning that which is of existence from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أي وأنا أدخل في العالم مع بقية المخلوقات. وأنا واحد من ذلك العالم بمعنى وأنا أدخل في العالم مع بقية المخلوقات. He said, and I enter into the category of being from that which is of existence with the remainder of that which has been created. وهكذا يكون مفهوم. And this is how we want it to be understood. الله يبارك فيكم. ندخل درس جديد. ندخل درسا جديدا بإذن الله تعالى. قال المصنف فإذا قيل لك بما عرفت ربك فقل بآياته ومخلوقاته ومن آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر ومن مخلوقاته السماوات السبع والأراضون سبع ومن فيهن. The Shaykh, he's mentioning this is a new subsection where the Shaykh, he said, if it is said to you, how do you get to be aware of your Lord? How did you become aware of your Lord? وَنُحِبُّ مِنْ إِخْوَانِنَا أَنْ يَحْفَظُوا مِنْ هَذَا الْمَتْنِ. We would advise our brothers to memorize this text as much as possible. وَكَذَلَكْ حَفِّظُوا أَوْلَادُكُمْ هَذَا الْمَتْنِ. Also we advise with advising and directing your children with memorization of this text. This is very good information to be understood. Very good information to be understood. وهذا القسم من الكتاب, هذا الباب, دلائل معرفة الله سبحانه. This is with regards to proofs regarding being aware of Allah, glorified be He. قال المصنف رحمه الله فإذا قيل لك بما عرفت ربك فقل بآياته ومخلوقاته ومن آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر ومن مخلوقاته السماوات السبع والأرضون السبع ومن فيهن وما بينهما والدليل قوله تعالى ومن آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن إن كنتم إياه تعبدون وقوله تعالى إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين والرب هو المعبود والدليل قوله تعالى يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون قال ابن كثير الخالق لهذه الأشياء هو المستحق للعبادة. طيب, in this section is regarding the proofs of being aware of Allah, glorified be He, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the author of this book, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab al-Najdi rahimahullah, he mentioned, if it is said to you, how did you come to know your Lord? If it is said to you, how did you come to know your Lord? Then say, فَقُلْ فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكْ بِمَا عَرَفْتَ رَبَّكْ. How did you come to know your Lord? فَقُلْ بِآيَاتِهِ وَمَخْلُقَاتِهِ. Say, then I came to know my Lord with His signs and His creation. بِآيَاتِهِ وَمَخْلُقَاتِهِ. With His signs and His creation. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. And from His signs. اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمْرُ. From His signs is night and day, the sun and the moon. وَمِنْ مَخْلُوقَاتِهِ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرَضُونَ السَّبْعُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ. He said, and from His creation, He said, وَمِنْ مَخْلُوقَاتِهِ, and from His creation, is السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ, is the seven heavens, وَالْأَرَضُونَ السَّبْعُ, and the seven earths, وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ, and whatever is in it, meaning whatever is in the seven heavens and whatever is in the seven earths, this is from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, that which is in it and that which is beyond it, between it, what is in it and that which is above it or below it. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and the proof is His statement, the Most High. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمْرُ, and from His signs, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who says, and from His signs is the night and the day, and the sun and the moon. لَا تَسْجُدُ لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمْرُ, do not prostrate to the sun nor to the moon. وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنْ, prostrate to Allah, the one who created them. بمعنى اسجدوا لله الذي خلق الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر. لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن. الله عز وجل خلق كل شيء. واسجدوا لخالق كل شيء. Allah created night and day, created the sun and the moon, He created the stars, He created everything in existence. Don't worship anything, don't prostrate to anything, except the one who created.
واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن إن كنتم إياه تعبدون.
Prostrate to the one who created all of this creation if you truly worship him.
لأن ربما الشخص يقول أنا أعبد الإله.
Some mention that they worship the creator.
بعضهم ربما يقول شخص أنا أعبد الخالق.
أنا أعبد خالق كل شيء. Some may say I worship the creator of everything.
ولكن هل يعبد الله عز وجل ويعبد غيره؟
أو يعبد الله الذي يعبد غير الله عز وجل معه فهو مشرك.
فالله عز وجل لا يقبل عبادته.
الذي يعبد الشجرة أو الشمس أو القمر ويدعي أنه يعبد الله عز وجل لا يعبد الله حقيقة.
لا يعبد الله حقيقة.
الله عز وجل يقول واسجدوا لله الذي خلقهن.
يعني نسجد لله وحده الذي خلق كل شيء.
إن كنتم إياه تعبدون.
إن كنتم حقيقة تعبدون الله
اعبدوه ولا تشركوا به شيئا.
If we truly worship Allah, then we do not worship any of His creation.
These things in existence is a proof of Allah's existence. It's a proof of His power. It's a proof of the importance of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Him making the sun as a provision for us, a helping for us, the moon as lighting. It's proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made everything for a purpose. It's a proof of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we feel that this is from the blessings of Allah in reality, and we know that this in which we see from His creation is bounties from Him, then we should single out Him alone. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ.
That's why Allah says, worship all of you, prostrate to Allah, the one who created all of these things. If you truly worship Him, if you truly worship Him.
وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And then He mentions the statement of Allah.
نَحْنُ نُحِبُّ الْأُسْلُوبِ بأن نترجم كلمات بالعربية إلى الإنجليزية. يعني أفراد الكلمات, لأننا رأينا من زمان أن هذا الأسلوب ينفع الأعاجم, وأنا منهم. الذي يحب أن يدرس اللغة العربية إذا فهم الألفاظ يستطيع أن يحفظ الآية أو يحفظ القول, لأن المدرس يمشي معه شيئا فشيئا, يقول كلمة ثم يترجم, يقول جملة ثم بعد ذلك يترجمها المدرس, وجاءنا هذا الأسلوب ينفع. ونطلب من إخواننا العرب أن يصبروا علينا بهذا الأسلوب حتى هذا يعين العرب بالدعوة إلى الله عز وجل, لا سيما العرب الذين هنا في أمريكا أو في غير أمريكا. ربما يحفظ آية أو آيات, ولكن ربما لا يستطيع أن يعبر عما في نفسه بالإنجليزية. فلذلك التركيز على الألفاظ بالإنجليزية تعين الجميع, يعين الأعاجم ويعين العرب, يعين الأعاجم على شأن يفهم قول الله عز وجل, ويعين العرب على أن يقوم بالدعوة كذلك وفهم يفهم, وكذلك بعدما يفهم ويحفظ ويطبق يدعو الناس الذين لا يفهمون لغة العربية. لأننا وجدنا كثير من العرب هنا ربما يجد فرصة أن يدعو إلى الله عز وجل ويدعو إلى توحيد الله عز وجل, ولكن لا يستطيع أن يتكلم باللغة الإنجليزية لأنه لا يحفظ كثيرا من الكلمات ولا يخالط الأعاجم كثيرة. من المسلمين. فلذلك لا يريد أن يحصل منه أخطاء عندما يدعو إلى الله عز وجل. فلذلك أحسن للعرب عندما نترجم في الدروس مثل هذه أن يركز حتى على الألفاظ بالإنجليزية علشان يكرر هذه المعلومات ويعيد هذه المعلومات ويحفظ المعلومات بالإنجليزية ويدعو إلى الله عز وجل ويدعو إلى توحيد الله عز وجل. فلذلك نقول لإخواننا العرب اصبروا واحتسبوا عندما يسمع من يتكلم ويترجم كلمة كلمة أو جملة جملة جملة, فهذا أمر مهم جدا. We were mentioning in Arabic that our method of teaching or reading from the books of the scholars is that we love to mention the terms or mention the statements in Arabic and also in English, those words which are similar in meaning to give a better understanding to the English speaker. And it's important for us as non-Arab, such as us non-Arab, it's important for us to understand the Quran and understand the hadith and learn words. We found that a lot of brothers and sisters, they benefit tremendous with hearing the text in Arabic and English, Arabic, English, Arabic, English. And this gives him a better understanding in order for him to memorize, in order for him to implement, and also for him to be able to teach others. And also, I gave a reminder to our yani brothers from the Arab to be patient with hearing English, Arabic, English, Arabic. For one, be patient in order for the brothers who do not speak Arabic to benefit. And also, there's a benefit for the Arabs in hearing English, hearing the translation of the meaning of the verses, and also hearing the translation of text and how it's expressed. And this helps with the Arab being able to give da'wah. Especially with being here in America, A lot of brothers, they do not. يقولون أنه يعني انقطع. اللهم استعان. انقطع الدرس. اللهم استعان. يعني الذي لم يسمع الدرس إن شاء الله سنرسل إليهم الدرس بإذن الله تعالى مرة أخرى بإذن الله تعالى. كأن الصوت انقطع. ولكن يعني some of the brothers, it's important for even the Arab to try and memorize terms in English so they can give da'wah also. So they can give da'wah also to that which is of benefit. And if you understand the terms in English, also it help with the Arab giving da'wah. Sometimes brothers find an opportunity. Sometimes brothers find opportunities from our Arab brothers. They find opportunities to give da'wah. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And they found opportunities to give da'wah. And because they do not understand that which is being, they don't have an understanding of the English language and how to express themselves, they don't have a confidence to speak English. So to take a class and listen to the Arabic and the English is important. يعني مهم أن الطالب يعني يفهم الألفاظ بالإنجليزية والعربية. وهذا هو السبب نحب يعني الأسلوب أن نقرأ آية بالإنجليزية يعني بالعربية ثم بالإنجليزية بالعربية ثم الإنجليزية من أجل أن يفهم الأعاجم وكذلك يفهم العرب كيف يتقول كيف يعبر عما في نفسه بلغة إنجليزية. لأن العرب هنا في أمريكا وفي غير أمريكا يعني يجدون فرص للدعوة إلى الله عز وجل. إن لم يفهم العربي كيف يعبر عما في نفسه ربما تفوته فرصة للدعوة إلى الله عز وجل. هذا هو السبب نحن نترجم آية بالعربية ثم إنجليزية ونذكر شيئا فشيئا جملة بجملة يعني كلمة بكلمة من أجل الجميع يستفيد بإذن الله تعالى. يعني I wanted to mention this is why we use this style. It's very important for our Arabic brothers, our non-Arabic speaking brothers to gain an understanding of the Arabic language, and also it's important for the Arab to understand how to express himself in English. If he has an opportunity to give da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows exactly what is the best way to approach in saying something that can convince this non-Muslim to enter into the fold of Islam. فَلِذَٰلِكْ نَنْصَحَ إِخْوَانِنَا أَنْ يَصْبِرُوا على ترجمة باللغة العربية من عربية الإنجليزية عربية الإنجليزية لأن هذا وجدنا فيه نفع. We found that this has a benefit, so we advise our brothers to try to be patient with this style of presentation. نعم. فقال الشيخ وقوله تعالى إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام. He said, verily your Lord is Allah, the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Then he rose above his throne in a manner that befits him. He rose above his throne in a manner, يعني, that befits him. يُغْشِي اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ. He causes the night to cover the day. يَطْرُبُهُ حَثِيثًا. And he causes the night to cover the day. And he's taking place fast. يعني يطلب حثيثا. والشمس والقمر. And then the sun and the moon. والنجوم مسخرات بأمره. And everything, the sun and the moon. The sun and the moon and the stars are submissive to Allah's command. Submissive to His command. ألا له الخلق والأمر. Is not to him the creation and the commandment. تبارك الله رب العالمين. Exalted be Allah, Lord of everything in existence. الشاهد هذه. تبارك الله رب العالمين. Exalted be Allah, رب, the Lord of everything in existence. والرب هو المعبود. الرب, the one that's deified. The one who is a Rabb, the one who is the creator, يعني الرب المربي الخالق الرازق المدبر, the one who is the cultivator, the provider, the maintainer, the sustainer, هو المعبود. He is the one alone that should be worshipped. He is the one alone that should be worshipped. والدليل قوله تعالى, the proof is the statement of him, the Most High, يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم. O mankind, worship your Lord. Allah commands all of mankind. He commands all of mankind. Allah عز وجل ينادي جميع الخلق من الجن والإنس. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم. O mankind, worship your Lord, the one who created you. والذين من قبلكم, and created those who come before you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. يعني so that you will become from those who are conscious. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. The one who has made the earth as a resting place. وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. And has made the heavens, made the sky a canopy. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And he sent down from the sky water. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. And he sent down with that water, he caused that water to be cultivation to the earth where fruits came about. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ أَخْرَجَ بِسَبَبِ إِنْزَالِ الْمَاءِ الثَّمَرَاتِ. He sent down in order for fruits to grow out of the earth. رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, as provision for you. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. So do not set up partners with Allah. And the أَنْدَادًا جَمْعْ نِدْ. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Do not set up rivals or partners with Allah. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. While you all know. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. يعني ما معنى وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. What is the meaning of وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. While you know. بمعنى وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. أَنَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. أن الله عز وجل جعل لكم الأرض فراشا وأنتم تعلمون أنه جعل السماء بناء وأنتم تعلمون أنه أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم. الله عز وجل يأمرنا أن لا نعبد سوى لا نعبد إلا هو ولا نعبد سواه, نعبد الله عز وجل وحده. ولا نجعل لله ندا, لأن ذلك الله عز وجل يقول فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا, لأن الله عز وجل قال فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا, قال وأنتم تعلمون. الله سبحانه وتعالى, he tells us, as we mentioned in the verse, at the end he says وأنتم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا, do not set up partners with Allah, do not set partners or rivals. I mean, andad is the plural of nid. Do not set up partners with Allah while you know. Meaning, while you antum ta'lamun, while you won't know. What does this mean? Some of the mufassirin, those who explain the meaning of the Quran, they mention antum ta'lamun, while you know that Allah is your Lord, that He created you, while you know that He created those who come before you. Do not associate partners with Allah while you know that He made the earth as a resting place for you. And He's made the heavens or the sky as a canopy covering over you. Do not associate partners with Allah while you know that He sent down from the heavens water, and He has made the earth bring forth fruits as provision for you. Do not associate partners with Allah while knowing all of these affairs. قال الشيخ شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب ذكر قول ابن كثير قال ابن كثير رحمه الله الخالق لهذه الأشياء هو المستحق للعبادة. He says الخالق لهذه الأشياء هو المستحق للعبادة. Said the one who is the creator of all of these things, and referring to the verse that we just read, الخالق لهذه الأشياء هو المستحق للعبادة. The one who created all of these things, he is the one alone that deserves to be worshipped. He is the one alone that deserves worship. فنسأل الله عز وجل لنا ولكم التوفيق والسداد وهذا الذي أردناه اليوم وبإذن الله تعالى نأخذ الشرح في درس القادم غدا نأخذ شرح لهذا الجزء من المتن وإنما أردنا أن نستنبط يعني الألفاظ ونفهم ألفاظ من هذا المتن إن شاء الله غدا نأخذ شرح الشيخ بإذن الله تعالى والحمد لله رب العالمين. What I intended with this section is to take the text of the Shaykh and explain wording on it in this section, along with what we have taken in the prior section, in order for us to understand and be in preparation for the class tomorrow. نسأل الله عز وجل. We ask Allah with His bounty and His mercy to aid us in that which is pleasing to Him. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.